I want to summarize all these three. Okay, watch this. For the bullock, there's a laying on of hands, but for the lamb, there's no laying on of hands. So there's a bit of like lack on the person who has lesser faith, lesser revelation than the one who has a block size revelation. Are you with me so far? Now, the third category, the burnt offering of the poor, is a bird, pigeon or a dove. You know how they kill it? With one hand. The priest would heal it. And it's the priest that heals it, not the offerer. Whereas the Bible says for the bullock, the offerer heals it, which means you know it's your sins that put Jesus on the cross. Whereas here, you think that he died on the cross. He came from heaven. You know, he's a heavenly man. You know, you know that much. But your idea of him is so small that he just came from heaven like a bird. All right? And then the Bible says the blood is shed. The bird's blood is shed on the side. Should be drained out at the side of the altar. Can you see that? It's not all around the altar. Now, how many can tell? Look up here. Who has the most blood? Bullock, lamb, or the bird? Bullock. The greater your revelation of the blood, the greater your ability to receive. And that's why we preach all these things from the pulpit, people. And there are people who are talking about the dove as if, you know, it is every. No, you must make a lot of the blood of Jesus, not about man's works. Can I be good? Amen. Even the lamb has lots of blood. But the bird, only one side. The blood is enough only to pour on the side. Whereas the other two is all around the altar, fully meeting all the requirements of God. Are you with me so far? And also no laying on of hands on the pigeon or the dove. Okay, now comes this revelation. Do you know why Pastor Prince says, you must say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ? That is effectively laying hands on your burnt offering. One more time, show the laying on of hands. It's the only place in chapter 1 of Leviticus that talks about laying on of hands. He shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering. What does that mean? Identification. And it will be accepted on his behalf. The word accepted here is the word, it will be delightfully accepted. The word ratza, which is actually where you get ratzon, which means a joy, a delight. Not just acceptance, all right? Like you can accept something grudgingly. Okay, I accept it. No, but it's a joyful delight. That means all that God has on him, this is my beloved son, now God puts it on you. In God's eyes, you are as his son. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray knowing that you are as accepted as he is accepted. You are loved as he is loved. You are righteous as he is righteous because he is your righteousness. Now, thank God. I believe my ministry is to point people to the largest revelation and to get people to lay their hand on it. I want to read to you a testimony. It's a short one, and then we're going to close. It's a very precious testimony. It's very timely for this teaching. In 2013, my husband left me for another woman. Now, you do not know what that means. That is devastating for any woman. All right? We had been married for 18 years. Oh, I didn't see the 18. I'm talking about 18 just now. You know 18, the woman bowed down for 18 years? You know what's 18? There's no insignificant details in the Bible. 18 is a number of bondage. In Judges, Israel was in bondage for 18 years. 18 is 6 plus 6 plus 6. Number of the Antichrist. Okay? Are you with me so far? When you are bowed down by the spirit of Antichrist, you know the spirit that is going to rob you from receiving is not the spirit of anti-God. There are people who will kill you in the name of God. It's the spirit of Antichrist. And sadly, even in churches, you hardly hear the name Jesus. It's anti-Christ. Anti means, doesn't mean always coming against, but anti means in place of Christ. Something has taken place of Christ. So we had been married for 18 years and we have two teenage children. Prior to the separation, I discovered Pastor Prince's books and television broadcasts. At that time, I was in the church that focused on discerning the enemy's strongholds and what was wrong rather than what was right. As a result, I felt oppressed, depressed, and suicidal. The Lord led me to believe in the gospel of grace through Pastor Prince's teachings. By faith, I began declaring myself righteous in Christ. Believed God for the restoration of my marriage. Remember the injured party? She's the injured party, right? Amen. The injured party, if they know how to respond, becomes a gainer. Instead of losing one, you know, being robbed of one cow, he gets four cows in return. At night, he tells his wife, "I'm so glad the guy stole my cow. Actually, the cow is getting very old. Now I got four cows." Amen? Anyway, all right. By faith, I began declaring myself righteous in Christ. Now, what is she doing? What is she doing? She's laying hands on the bullock. Before this, whatever teaching she received from wherever she was attending, she made her suicidal, made her depressed. But she said, when she discovered my teachings, which I teach strongly on confessing that you are the righteous, I began declaring myself righteous in Christ, believed God for the restoration of my marriage, trusted Him for a happy home. I also made a choice to declare God's word over every situation. When Pastor Prince declared 2015 to be the year of God's restoration, I received it by faith. Then God performed the miraculous. Exactly 2 years after, which is this year, exactly 2 years after my husband left me, comma. You see, it's all in the intonation and how you emphasize something. All right? Exactly 2 years after my husband left me, my husband asked for our marriage to be restored. We are now enjoying our happiest years together. We have a beautiful new home, and best of all, our children are full of joy and have experienced emotional healing. By the way, she's from United Kingdom. I'm also now in another church where there is abundant love and acceptance with Jesus at the center of the church. I thank Jesus for all these blessings every day. Pastor Prince, your commitment to sharing the gospel truth and revealing who Jesus is have undoubtedly saved my family. I do believe God led me to your teachings, and I still listen to your broadcast as often as I can. Today, I'm enjoying all the blessings that God has for me in 2016. Please keep on preaching the gospel of grace and don't ever let the enemy discourage you. May God bless you and your family always. Praise God. To God be the glory. Can I have a good amen? Praise God. Now, have this series blessed you? Listen, the endings of all the four gospels will end this message. Gospel of Matthew ends with resurrection. Right? It's like progressive, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the gospel of Mark ends with not just resurrection, but ascension. That's progress. The Lord is in heaven, sitting at the Father's right hand. That's how it ends. The Lord working with them, even from heaven. Right? There's even more progress in Luke. The ending of Luke is Jesus resurrected. Not only resurrected, ascended, but he's telling them this. Wait in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with the Holy Spirit. That's the last few verses of Luke. Which means what? He goes further to the day of Pentecost. Do you see that? Resurrection. We have ascension. Now we have day of Pentecost. And the Gospel of John. You know how it ends? It ends with this, talking about John, the disciple. If I will that he tarry till I come. That goes all the way to the rapture. So it's a progression for the ending. And that's how I end this message for now. Praise the Lord. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed all across this place and everywhere that's watching this right now. In a while, I'm going to bless you. Do not disregard the blessings that we pronounce over you at the end of the service. Many a times, the blessings will shape the course of your week. I believe there is something powerful and tangible about the blessings that is uttered in the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to bless you at the end of the service. Amen. And I believe God will protect you. God will open up doors. There'll be a blessing to you and close doors that are not good. Amen. But before that, perchance you are here and you have never put your trust in Christ. I'm not asking you to embrace a religion. I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm asking you, are you safe? Is it well with your soul? Have you laid your hand, so to speak? Have you put your trust in Christ as your substitute, as the one who died for your sins on the cross? He took your shame. He was stripped naked that God might clothe you with the righteousness of God. He bore your shame that you might bear his glory. Amen. He did not come to call the righteous, not even the self-righteous. He came to call those who are sick. So if you say, I'm a sinner, he says, no problem. I'm your savior. I'm the savior. I'm the friend of sinners. I'm the savior of all those with a sin-sick soul. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he says. He's saying that to you right now. If that is you, wherever you are right now, put your trust in Christ as the one who died for your sins on the cross and rose again for your justification. Say this prayer with me as you put your trust in Christ. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who left heaven's glory, came down to earth to become a man for the purpose of dying for my sins on that cross. I thank you, Father, that he bore all my judgment, he took all my shame, and he bore my curse. And today, because of what he has done, you have clothed me with your righteousness. You have given me glory for all my shame, double glory for all my shame. Jesus Christ is my Lord, my God, my Savior, my Redeemer from now and forever. Thank you, Father. He's risen today at your right hand as my good shepherd, as my high priest. I'm saved. All my sins are forgiven. All that Jesus is has been imputed to me before you, O God. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hearing and seeing Jesus is not once a week on a Sunday thing. It's not a Sunday thing. It is a daily affair. Amen. Spend time in the daily devotional. I recommend mine because I know what I teach. Amen. We focus on Jesus. We don't focus on you. We don't focus on me. We focus on him. Because there is transforming power in beholding him. And the more you look at him, life itself, every day, it's so much stress. And stress comes by looking around you and you get distressed. You know, you get stressed by looking around you. When we look at Jesus, something happens to you. You become a stable person. Sometimes you don't even see it until someone tells you, you know, you are more stable now this. You are more solid. You are more cool. It's because you've been looking at Jesus. Now, don't take away your eyes and start looking at yourself. Wait, well, I'm really... All right? Amen? Keep your eyes fixed on him. Lift your hands all across this place and also in GRC. Amen? Lift your hands to the Lord in anticipation of this coming week. He's going to bless you in ways you never dreamed of. I'm asking him for special blessings this week. Father in heaven, bless your people with special blessings, Lord, that when they receive it this week, Lord, they will know it's from you. They will say, yeah, Pastor Prince prayed that on Sunday and I'm receiving it right now in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you with the blessings of Father Abraham and the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord make his face shine on you. Even the glorious face that shone on the Mount of Transfiguration, shine on you, smile on you, prosper you and your family in every way. Your children prospering in their studies. You prospering in everything that you touch, in everything that you undertake. The Lord prosper you. The Lord make his face to shine on you. And the Lord be favorable to you. You enjoy the free favors of God. You enjoy the favor of God throughout this week. You know that you have the favor of God. When you read something bad that happens to people, you don't worry about it because you have the favor of God. You have the favor of God that attends every step of your way throughout this week. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and your families and grant to you and your loved ones his shalom, health, well-being, peace, and joy. In Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. Love you. I'll see you again.
You've been listening to Pastor Joseph Prince, and we trust that you've been blessed. For more information on our messages, books, and videos, do visit our website at josephprince.com. Register today and receive a complimentary MP3 message. You'll also receive an exclusive Meditate and Believe Right daily email by Joseph Prince. Be greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved.
Faithful and true, rich in your mercy, a God who is holy, perfect. Moses said to God, show me your ways. Show me your ways. And the Lord said to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Truly, he has given his presence in his son, in fulfillment to what he said to Moses many years ago. And his son stood before the Jewish people in that day and said, come unto me, all you that labor and you are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Rest. Be at rest and be blessed. Moses, I will cause you to stand on that rock, and I will show you my glory, but you will not be able to see my face, for it's not time yet, but you will see my back parts, and I'll cause all my goodness to pass before you. And the Lord descended in a cloud and hid Moses in a rock, and he caused all his goodness to pass before Moses. And the Lord proclaimed his name, saying, the Lord, merciful and gracious, faithful and true, who forgiveth transgressions and iniquity. And Moses saw his glory. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. We worship you, O Lord, for you are faithful and true in all your ways, O God. Majesty and power, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Show me your glory, the Lord our Lord. Merciful and gracious, faithful and true. forgiving our transgressions. A God with whom there is no shadow of turning. A God full of glory. So we bless your name, O my Lord, for you've shown us your glory. And now we see Jesus, and we look into his face, and we behold the glory of God in a way that Moses never can. In a way that Moses never did. We see his face and we behold the glory of our God. The God who caused light to shine out of darkness has caused his light to shine in the face of his Son. And Peter denied Jesus, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And the glory of God broke Peter's heart. It was the glory of grace, the glory of forgiveness. Lift your hands to a God who is merciful and gracious. And blessed him, worship him, magnify his name. Because of his mercy, we are breathing and we are alive today. Because of his grace, we are wonderfully saved. Lift your hands to a God who is faithful. Faithful to his covenant, faithful to the blood of his Son, forgiving all our sins because the blood has been shed to put them away. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name, oh my King. Sora malama sepraman soro biaramanda. To the Lord. Senhor, amado. Praise the Lord. We are learning of your ways, Lord. We are learning of your ways.